tell you something, brothers, and you may not recognize it by the spirit realm, but your very presence, when you've come up to this front, have shifted the atmosphere. It's like, and I know, you know, I'm not trying to say if you're sitting in the back of, you know, you're not saying, that's not what I'm saying. But from a spiritual perspective, the atmosphere shifts because you have now taken your rightful position. And I'm not saying that, you know, men in the front, women in the back, that's not what I'm saying. I'm not talking from some domineering, egocentric kind of attitude. But I am saying that when you look at the Bible, the first human being that God created was who? It was a man by the name of Adam. The name Adam means man or mankind. That's the first one. And Adam was responsible for making sure that everything was in order in the garden. So when you came up front, you are actually, from a spiritual perspective, you are taking your rightful position as a spiritual leader. It is not God's intent that you stay in the back in terms of your spirituality, in terms of you sitting back and letting your wife or the women just run things. But we as men have been equipped and designed to lead out. That's why if anything's out of order, the only way to get it back in order is the man has to step in his rightful place and command it and speak to it. You know why? Because God has anointed us to do it. When God created Adam, he says, now, I have given you to be like me. And every animal, I'm giving you the responsibility of naming it. In other words, Adam had that kind of mindset. Because you know what? Adam was made in the image and likeness of God. If you look that that word image and likeness, it means to resemble. That's what it means. It means to resemble. Literally to be a representative figure of someone. So when God created Adam, he created Adam to be a visible representation of him on the earth. Now, I'm not calling you God, but I am saying you have all the characteristics of God. When Adam was created, he had all the characteristics from a physical. No, he didn't look like God because God is a spirit. But characteristically, and the attributes that God had, he had them all there. So when we walk this earth, we ought to be a visible representation of God. So when people see the man, they see a God man. A man that understands order. Understand this. When God had Adam in the garden, and he gave him a responsibility to name all of the animals, he did all of that. Then God said, it is not good that man should be alone. He didn't say man was lonely. He said, but alone. Meaning he said, what I have for you, man, you can't do it by yourself. So he puts him to sleep, takes a rib from his side, fashions this woman, and here she comes. Eve. But I want to say, I said this to say this, is that before Eve ever came, everything was in order. Can I take a side note for the sisters? I caution you not to move with a man if he doesn't have his life in order. I didn't say he's not working on getting it in order, and he could be working on getting it in order, but you wait until he got it in order. Why? Because you are not called to get his life in order. Why? Because you are not his mama. You are called to help him after he has it all in order. And I'm saying to the brothers, we have to operate in a place of order. And if we don't take our rightful places, then we're out of order. And when we are out of order, it's like a domino effect. It affects everything that's connected to us. Because when you are out of order, it affects your wife. It affects your children. It affects your job. Everything is affected. It affects the church because you are not in order. And God has created men to walk in a leadership position as the spiritual heads of their house. And when we don't walk there, then we're not walking in the divine order of God. We are that visible representation of God on earth. If you have children, your children should see God through you. Before they ever have a relationship with Him, they should see God through you. Because you are a visible representation. And all through the Bible, when you look at the Word of God, God selected men to carry out the gospel. When you look back in Mark chapter 1, chapter 2, and even chapter 3, Jesus handpicked disciples. He was walking by the seaside, the seashore, and he picked up Peter, Simon Peter. He said, come and follow me. Then a little bit later, and Andrew, his brother, and then John and James. And a little bit later, when you go to Mark chapter 3, he chose 12 disciples, all men, all men. When you look through the Bible, there were always men in the position of leadership, taking their rightful place. It has nothing to do with women. It does not say that women have no place. They have their place. But what I want to say to the sisters is, I am not preaching some domineering message. What I am saying is, you've held it down long enough. It's time for men to take their rightful place. Come on, somebody. Because when we stand up, brothers, all of that weight that maybe the sisters have been carrying will be shifted back to us. Because we are built for that. God, I can't get no help. Come on, somebody. It's a reason why God gave us broad shoulders and biceps and triceps. Because we're built to carry that weight. She's not built to carry that weight. So when she carries it, it will crush her. But I thank God for the anointing, sisters, that's been on your life. Because you've been doing a good job. But I believe now it's a season for the Daniels to rise up now and walk in their rightful place. Because all through the Bible, you see how God was using men. Daniel, bold man, thrown into the lion's den, but yet Daniel survived. See, when you look at, the Word of God, and unfortunately, the world has us pinned differently. The world says that we are passive and soft if you're a man of God, if you go to church, if you love God, you know, that they've just kind of taken your mind and you can't think for yourself. Weak men serve God. That's the word on the street. But when I look at the Word of God, these men weren't passive and weak. Come on, somebody. David killed a bear and a lion. You call that man weak? Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Elijah stood up against 450 prophets. One man. Come on, somebody. Called fire to come down from heaven. Does that sound like a passive, soft man? Somebody say no. No, no, no. All through the Bible. All through the Bible. Paul, stoned, left for dead on several occasions, but kept on preaching the word. That doesn't sound like some passive, you know, soft man. That sounds like a bold man that's not worrying about his life. These were ride or die kind of men. Men that were willing to lay down their life for the gospel's sake. And I'm saying to the brothers, it only takes a handful of us to start a revolution. Start a riot for Jesus. How many brothers we got? 1, 2. I got 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. I'm going to put you in there too. 24. We got 24 million. We got double what Jesus started with. Kate Bosha. I'm just giving some revelation. I wonder, brothers, if we decide to step to the plate and say, you know what? I've been in the back long enough. It's time for me to take my rightful place in God. I know what God has designed me and created me to do. And now I'm going to walk in that. And that's my challenge to every man. That God saying, I don't want you hiding anymore. You know, because in Genesis chapter 3, and the reason why you see so much rebellion going on in man's life, man, it has much to do with what happened in chapter 3. Most of you know that story. In Genesis chapter 3, when God had Adam in the garden, and I'm not even going to put Eve in this name. Because see, you can point the finger at the wife, but at the end of the day, God's going to say, but you had the house. A military man. Okay. If you leave one of your soldiers in charge, and he comes to you and say, but Sarge, but you know, they did all that, they messed up. You ain't trying to hear that, are you? Because you said you were in charge, which means you're supposed to make sure that that thing didn't happen. And if it did, you got to bring the order to it. So all I'm saying to the brothers is, even though there may be stuff going on, God says, I ain't talking to Eve. He didn't even talk to Eve. He says, Adam, where are you? When Eve ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, it was already a commandment that God said, don't touch it. Okay? Nothing happened. But the moment that Adam touched it and ate it, chaos happened. The curse came coming down now. Why? Because he was the spiritual leader. And the Bible says that after that, they saw themselves and they realized they were naked. And what did? They went and hid themselves among the trees of the garden. That was rebellion, sin. Started from the devil. He passed it on to Adam. And Adam has since passed it on to mankind. And what is happening with men now? Men are hiding. Yeah. They're hiding. And see, can I give you a side note on this? We got to go and get them out of their hiding places. See, sister, you don't know how we hide, but a brother knows another brother. Because what I found out, the kind of places that I hid in, if I go back there, I can find some brothers that's hiding in those same places. Oh, you want me to make it plain? You know, the club that I used to hide in? I can go back to the club and find a whole lot of brothers hiding. They hide, but they hide. They drunk, but they hide. Adam was hiding. How many men have been hiding? How many of some of you brothers might be hiding? You come to church, but you still hide. You haven't taken the place that God wants you because you hide. Not really ready to come all the way out. Diana Ross wrote a song years ago, I'm coming out. I just want to ask the brothers, when we going to come out? The world's coming out. Same-sex marriages are coming out. Everybody's coming out. But when we going to come out? Oh, God, I feel the Holy Ghost. When are we going to stand up and come out? Imagine what would happen if 24 men would link shoulders. Just go out there on the street with our little t-shirts on saying, we love the Lord. You'd be surprised who would follow you. Jesus did not have a whole lot of fanfare. Jesus was just walking and said, come follow me. Wonder how many brothers would just follow us just to see what's going on. And we just lead them right into the presence of the Lord. You don't understand, brothers. I'm setting you up now. Because I'm just going to get a whole group of brothers. Don't matter how many I get, a few. We're going to just get a few brothers. Whoever wants to team up, get our little t-shirts, and we're just going to hit the streets. It's going to hit the streets. We may not have a plan or a gimmick, but just walk in the streets. And letting people see. What you guys up to? Are we just walking around trying to help somebody? You want us to pray for you? Be surprised, brothers. As much as we say it's bad out there, most of it is a lot of the young men that have no father figures. I have statistics on my iPad that I can show you that will just blow your mind. What's going on? Single parent moms trying to hold it down. Because dad, you know, the daddy there, they know how to have a baby, but they don't take care of the baby. And how many kids, a statistic up there of how many kids haven't seen their dad in the last year. We got a lot of issues going on. And sometimes the man that has the child is the product of a man that did the same thing to him. And if we don't change things and let them see what a man is supposed to be like, then this keeps on. See, I can only be what I behold. So that's why sometimes you can't blame your dad like that, because maybe your dad only beheld what he saw. He may have never told you, but maybe he did. And it's a generational thing. But when we come into Christ, get washed in the blood, we can break some things. We can break some things. So I don't think we should be just pointing the finger and talking about how bad it is. Let's be a part of the solution and see how many men we can pull out. Pull out the black man, the white man, the Hispanic man, whoever you are. Just pull men out. We can do it. And so we can go out there and say, man, where art thou? God needs you. God needs all of us, brothers. I just wanted to drop that on you. I had more, but that's just an abbreviated version. I just wanted to drop that on you. And I'm believing God that we're going to do something radical, something different. We've had the meetings and men's meetings and all of that, and a handful of people showed up. But you know what? I don't want to do all of that right now. I want to go out there. I'm 57 years old. I don't have time for this. I just want a few brothers that's willing to walk with me, and we'll go out there. We'll just minister. And I believe if we move forward and go out there, God will show us what to do. Show us what to do. And I'd rather risk going out there and maybe not having an all-out plan than to sit back and strategize and never follow through with it. Come on, brothers. We can go down there to the basketball court, just a few brothers. Man, what y'all doing? You know, we might play a little ball if you're up to it. Maybe we'll just talk if you can. But you'd be surprised what they do, just sowing seeds. Young guy. Seeing positive men doing positive things who are living for Christ. You'd be surprised how many young guys do not see those kind of things. And that's all I'm trying to say, brothers. Let's work together. Let's take our rightful place. You guys look good up here. If the sisters would allow it, I would love for you brothers to just say, this is where the men sit. This is where the brothers come. And not from no, I'm better than you, but from a position of saying, you know what? Because the truth is, can I do something, brothers? Can y'all stand there? Can y'all stand there? Okay. So if the enemy is going to rush in like a flood, guess who's the first? How would y'all call it? The first line of defense. Okay. So if the enemy is going to rush in, you're the first line of defense. I can't get to your wife because you're great, brother. You better back up. You know, I can't get to your wife because, you know, you're the first. We're the first line of defense, brothers. But if we're back there, they're the first line. Come on, man. The average brother probably say, I can take her. But when we're like this, no devil in hell's coming up in my house. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Come on, brothers. We're going to do spiritual warfare. You don't want me to get physical now. I pray for you, but if you keep moving, we're going to flex on you. And somebody say amen. Amen. Let's pray, brothers. I'm going to pray right here. Father, we thank you so much, God, for men. And Lord, it is a challenge to be a man today. So many pulls on our lives, and the enemy, God, has an all-out attack on men because he understands when the man is in his rightful place, order comes in the land. But God, we're believing you now that with these few men, God, that have heard the word, that they will adhere, God, to it. It will pull on their spirit. And they will be persuaded, God, to start walking in the place that you want them to walk. You dropped this in my spirit, God. You told me to speak to the men, and so I'm doing it now, Father. May your will be done in every man. I break every struggle of every man's life that's here today. I break every stronghold over every man's life that's here today. Father, we declare, God, that these men shall walk in victory, that they shall be a light. They shall do great exploits, Lord, even as your apostles and disciples did, Father. So we are declaring, God, that you will use us, that we will be lights in a dark place. So thank you, Father, for the anointing. Thank you for the light. Thank you for the fresh oil, God. Thank you, Father, that we will walk as men of God and fathers, husbands, single men, Lord. We will walk in integrity, walking according to your will. So we thank you, Father. And we say it is done. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Can we take a moment, brothers, just to worship? Just a moment. Come on. Can we just worship for a moment? Our hands lifted up and just take a moment to worship. Father, we thank you. We glorify you. We magnify your name. We give you all of the glory. We give you all of the honor. And we give you all of the praise. You are God and you are God alone. And beside you there is no other. God, as we come in your presence, God, as men, we thank you, Father. We lay aside, God, pride and ego, so that we can give you our all. We surrender, God. Our hands are lifted up. Our mouth is filled with praise because you have been so good to us. We haven't always given you everything that you deserve, God, but we're making a decision, God, that we're going to do better now. We're going to worship you, Lord. We're going to take our rightful place, God, in your house. And even in the house that you blessed us with, God, we're going to take our rightful place with our families, our children. We won't lag behind any longer, God, on anything that you've called us to do, Father. But we're going to worship you, Lord. We're going to worship you, God, with our life. We're going to worship you, Lord, with excellence on our jobs. We're going to worship you, Lord, with our life and with our love towards our children and our spouses, God. We're going to worship you. So thank you, Father, for being so merciful and so kind. You are God, and you alone are worthy. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Come on, can we give God a praise, brothers? Thank you. We count it as so. We count it as so. So, brothers, I will say, we're going to be getting with you. Some of you probably have been receiving just a text message from me every now and then. I think a couple of days ago I sent out a text. How many of you received that text? Let me see your hands. Okay. So that means I need your cell phone. I need your cell phone to be able to text you. Just do me a favor. Get with Elder and just give him, you know, if you want me to text you, because I just sent out a little encouragement. So if you want me to do it, if you don't want me to do your business, I'm okay with that. But if you want me to, just give that to Elder and I'll get it and I'll just send out some encouragement or let you know what's going on, you know, because that's, I'm committed to that now, brothers. Just to connect, brothers, so that we can stay together. Amen? Amen. All right, so we'll do that. We'll do that. All right, gentlemen. All right. Thank you so much for your time, my brothers. We're going to prepare ourselves for the ministry of giving.